Chef Patrick Mulvaney of Mulvaney's B&L Restaurant is rehearsing one of the platings for the all-local menu for the farm-to-fork Tower Bridge dinner.
Cold smoked sturgeon, heirloom bean salad, little fennel fronds on it, some crispy sweet potatoes, some pear, and some endive.
The supper on the span isn't until next Sunday, but already participating chefs in another room discuss strategy to feed 600 people in a couple of hours outside.
We'll have plates at the chef station, or we'll have
the
plates
chefs
on
will have extra individualized.
Mike Testa of the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau had about 10 months to pull Farm to Fork Week together.
We were able to engage not only media, but different folks from across the country. The Farm to Fork movement nationally helped as well. We were proclaiming ourselves as the capital of Farm to Fork. Naturally, we got a lot of attention from that.
Farm to Fork Week involves more than restaurants. Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services CEO Blake Young made sure the hungry have a seat at the Farm to Fork table.
By being a part of this Farm to Fork Festival, it is showing that we've included folks that may have difficulty accessing, but we know that a healthy community is better when everybody's involved.
Activities start tonight with an opening reception at the Robert T. Matsui Waterfront Park. Next Saturday, as many as 15,000 people are expected on Capitol Mall for the final public Farm to Fork event. Except for purchases from local food trucks, admission is free. Elaine Korn, Capitol Public Radio News.